USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax charges and a gun charge after reaching a plea deal with the feds. According to the agreement, the president's son will plead guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges involving about $1 million in unpaid taxes several years ago. Federal prosecutors in Delaware will drop the felony charge against Hunter Biden for possessing a firearm while being a user of illegal drugs if he completes 2 years of probation. The search for a missing sub used in Titanic exploration continues with no breakthroughs reported by the U.S. Coast Guard since the search began on Sunday. Here's Captain Jamie Frederick.
Our crews are working around the clock to ensure that we are doing everything possible to locate the Titan and the 5 crew members.
The sub is believed to have less than 48 hours of oxygen left. Former President Trump is scheduled to stand trial for alleged mishandling of classified documents. A Florida judge has set that jury trial to begin on August 14th.
Until there is a continuance that the judge finds meets the needs of justice, this case has to be tried within 75 days of the arraignment.
Former state and federal prosecutor Richard Weinstein says the trial date is likely to be postponed pending motions filed by Trump's legal team. The judge has ordered the trial to take place in Fort Pierce, not Palm Beach County, the home of Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. President Biden will meet with AI experts and researchers in San Francisco today, emphasizing the need to manage the risks associated with rapidly advancing technology. AI is a top priority for the White House, with the administration urging companies to develop robust security and privacy safeguards. And Tropical Storm Brett is projected to approach the Lesser Antilles in the Caribbean Sea this week, but is not expected to intensify into a hurricane. As of Monday night, the National Hurricane Center in Miami reported that Brett had maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. This is USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gannett, the largest newspaper publisher in the country and owner of USA Today, is suing Google, accusing it of monopolizing digital advertising markets. The lawsuit claims that Google's control over online ad transactions leads to reduced revenue for competitors and publishers, while Google enjoys excessive monopoly profits. A recent poll by Monmouth University reveals that a majority of respondents, regardless of party affiliation, believe their fundamental rights and freedoms are at risk. The survey shows that 55% of participants expressed significant concern about their rights being threatened. That includes over half of Democrats, half of Independents, and nearly two-thirds of Republicans. The head offices of the Paris 2024 Olympic Organizing Committee have been raided by French financial police.
The raid on Tuesday was a surprise. French financial police led the raid, which was part of two preliminary investigations, which were started in 2017 and 2022, into corruption and favoritism allegations. A spokesperson for the Games said that they were fully cooperating with the police and helping them with their inquiries. The Paris Olympics start in just over a year's time, in July 2024. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Recently retired NFL star J.J. Watt is reportedly considering a transition to the broadcast booth next season. The New York Post reveals that Watt has received multiple offers to become a part-time TV analyst. CBS is believed to be the leading contender for his services. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
Yeah, he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.